I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Symphony opens its 48th season on Thursday, September 26th by musically traveling to Spain and the Silva Concert Hall of the Halt Center in Eugene. The music will range from Ravel's classic Bolero to Manuel de Falla's Nights in the Gardens of Spain, featuring one of the country's most acclaimed young pianists, Orion Weiss. Music director and conductor Danail Rachev and Orion Weiss join us in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Well, for the season's opening performance, Danail, why the sights and sounds of Spain?
I always like to perform this kind of music. By this kind, I mean French and Spanish music. And I think for an opening concert, that's something that, gives this festive, good mood to all the people that come to the concert and sort of introduce them to the new season.
Let's talk about De Falla's Nights in the Gardens of Spain, a piece from the Spanish composer with about a century of history on it now. Orion, just briefly describe the three gardens the piece visits musically.
Well, you know, I've only been to one of them. On a trip with my family to Spain, I went to the Alhambra, which is the first garden, the Generalife, which I guess is described as the jasmine-scented palace garden. The second garden is not specified, as far as I know. It's just, it says a dance from some faraway region, and then the third garden is, I guess, in Cordoba somewhere, but I haven't been there. But actually, maybe I have in a sense, because the music is so transporting. You feel like you're somewhere else as soon as you hear these sort of mysterious, sort of haunting sounds that from each of these three places.
What else besides the visual aspects of the music do you want to bring forward in your own interpretation of it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the visual aspects, I guess I can't really control. Everyone will be seeing what they see or feeling what they feel. And I guess maybe we should specify that when we say colors in music, it's a color that you see. Now, you're not supposed to be. I mean, there's another thing called synesthesia, which is we're not asking anyone to bring that to their concert. If you have it, that's great, but most people don't. But that's the ability to see colors, to connect senses with one another. So if maybe to taste sounds or to see colors, or to hear colors. In terms of hearing colors, like without synesthesia, I think of just sort of making this leap. Like, what does that make you feel? What do you feel in your spine when you hear this sort of haunting thing in the strings, or these pizzicatos in the cellos? All these amazing colors that come out are just, you know, felt, I guess. And what do I want people to get? Well, it's just evocative, beautiful music. I want them to be transported. There's some beautiful tunes. It's mysterious. I think that you should get some chills at some very hypnotic, like Bolero moments. With sort of endless repetition, it doesn't seem like it's moving, but then it moves a little bit. It's really fun, and one of the great things about this piece, as opposed to playing other more traditional piano concertos, is that it's so much. The piano is so much with the orchestra. It's like there's a real collaboration going on there, and it's not. Sometimes there are separate forces, but a lot of the times the piano is getting to play in the orchestra as just an added texture. It's real, like a real piece of chamber music for a big group of people.
Iberia also visits three different places in Spain in a very different way than Defaya does. How would you compare their two visions and sounds of Spain?
There are many similarities because the colors are also so many and strong, and especially the second movement, which is called The Perfumes of the Night. That's one of, for me, it's one of the best pieces of any music, not just in Debussy output. The sophistication of the color is absolutely unbelievable.
Bolero was a piece that Ravel never felt orchestras would play, apparently, when
exactly.
he first wrote it. Why do you think he didn't think it would get performed?
Since he wrote it, he knows what it is. And some of the critics said, that's impossible. This is the worst piece ever written. This is absolutely a piece written by madman. This is a crazy piece written by a man. And Ravel said, yes, they're right for the first time. So what is it so special about this piece and why is it so successful now? That's very interesting. To me, I don't think it's to everybody, but to me, this piece has almost hypnotizing strength.
You will also be excerpting from another piece that didn't meet with immediate acclaim but became a classic, Bizet's Carmen. What part of that will you be taking from there?
What I like to do is to arrange a suite from the two suites in which I play only the pieces written purely for orchestra, because I think that it's just that was the greatest part for orchestra. Otherwise, it's sort of not quite the same when you have the, let's say, the famous habanera played by the flute. You know, it's, yeah, I mean, of course it can work, but it's not the real thing. And I think all these pieces that I play are so fantastic. Bizet is an absolute genius. And as famous as Carmen is, it's as great. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely phenomenal piece of music. And you could hear his talent in those purely orchestral pieces. They are just phenomenally beautiful. So you will hear the introduction of the whole opera, then introduction to the first act, then introduction to the second act, then the introduction to the third act. And then I'll just play one piece which has also voices in it, but it finishes nicely the whole suite. So you will hear about, I would say, 12 minutes from the opera.
And when all these divergent pieces are put together in one context, Daniel, what's the overall musical picture of Spain that emerges for you?
As I said, very colorful, and as Oran said, but with an undercurrent of a very, you know, powerful emotion.
We look forward to another season ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Daniel Rachev, music director and conductor of the Eugene Symphony, and pianist Orion Weiss, who will be featured on Defaya's Nights in the Gardens of Spain, among others, as part of the Eugene Symphony's opening concert Thursday, September 26th in the Silva Concert Hall of the Holt Center in Eugene. There'll be a free pre-concert lecture at 7 p.m. in the Holt Center studio on Thursday evening as well. For tickets and information, eugenesymphony.org and holtcenter.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.